Welcome to our Lenten midweek service as we continue to celebrate the miracles that God brings into our lives. And it's the faith, the saving faith of Jesus, that recognizes those miracles, not just as luck or fate or chance, but as the finger of God active in our lives. A couple of announcements that I want to highlight for you as we begin tonight. Remind you that we're doing the revised Holy Evening Edition of our prayer time. And so please return these before you leave. Also, today is Maddie Irwin's birthday, and so we give a shout out to her, and I pray that as she turned 8 years old today, that it's a good birthday. And tomorrow, of course, we've got somebody turning 9 years old. You know who that is, Scarlett? Yeah, Scarlett's going to turn 9 years old tomorrow, so happy birthday to Scarlett also. Tomorrow, we have our men's Bible study here at 11 a.m., and women's Bible study is over at Judy's house, correct? No, it's here then? Oh, so it's not tomorrow then. Okay, that's a typo, so it's not tomorrow. It's the following week, but it's here though. Excellent, thank you, Judy. Otherwise, there's an implementation team meeting that's coming up on Sunday, council meeting next week, so lots of things happening. Keep praying for the weather, because we're excited about April 17th, having our first Easter service on the church land, and that's because of how good God is and all of the wonderful things that God is sharing with us by providing time and talents and treasures. So let's prepare our hearts now for worship tonight by singing together one verse of Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. We rise as we are able for our service of light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The night no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power, resurrect us from the dead.
Light of heavenly glory,
loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land.
Made
the heavens splendor,
dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation,
gentle Christ, who lights our way, coming Spirit of salvation,
lead us unto endless day.
The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Amen.
Congregation, may be seated for our psalmody. We sing Psalm 141. Women, please follow Jetta and Scarlett, and then men will echo with group two, follow me. Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord, and let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
We prepare our hearts for the hearing of God's word. While Jesus was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof to them. But now even more the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. On one of those days, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed. And they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home." And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he'd been lying on and went home, glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen extraordinary things today." The word of the Lord. We have seen extraordinary things today, and they magnified, they glorified, they were amazed, and they praised God. Keep on praying. He'll see you through. Keep on praying. God's promises are true. He cares for you. And so we keep on praying, but not in isolation all by ourselves, but always in community, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always carried in community with each other's presence and prayers. Not isolated followers of Jesus, but a community of believers, a communion of saints. And so as I often tell people, and as I believe in my heart of hearts, you don't have to carry it alone. We carry each other, and Jesus carries us. Tonight from Luke 5, we see another pairing of miracles. I want to begin with a story. Her name is Sandy. Sandy Weber was a member of the church that I served when I was in Little Falls for 17 years. She lived in St. Cloud, 35 miles away maybe. And Sandy was an amazing gal. She got throat cancer, and she had to have surgery. It was very risky, very dangerous surgery. She could lose her voice permanently. When Sandy was a member of the church, she was active in all kinds of ways, but she was also very physically fit. Always ate well, always made sure that she was at the YMCA and doing her exercises. So Jeff Pagolke and I, we said, we're going to go down there and we're going to visit Sandy. And we're going to pray for her. We're going to pray with her in community. And we're going to take her out to eat. Well, we went down there, and as soon as we went into her apartment in St. Cloud, we noticed that, if you can imagine, you know, these sound absorbers that they have here, you know? If you can imagine that each of those were a giant sticker. She had stickers all sizes, all over the place, not just a little post-it notes, but, I mean, big ones, in her bathroom, everywhere. Bible verses, this verse, that verse. Jesus says, Jesus says, Lord, God's in control, God's got this. Some of you have been at my house where you see that I've got pictures all over of family and friends. Most of you have given me pictures where I have pictures of you in there. And I know that you're praying with me and for me, that you're carrying me as I carry you and as Jesus carries us in community. And Jeff Pagolke said, wow, look at this, Pastor Dave. this is amazing. I said, yeah, it really is. She's immersed in the Word of God. She's right there, immersed in the promises of God. It was amazing. We asked her about this. She said, well, it's an interesting story. You see, I work out at the YMCA. I met a woman there. She's a member of a community church here in St. Cloud. And we found out that we both have the saving faith of Jesus. So I told her about my throat cancer. She said, we're going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you every day. We're going to pray for you in the church I go to. All the time. So then we went out to eat, and while we're eating, I said, tell me a little bit more about this stranger that has become this really special friend that's praying for you, and our church is praying. She said, yeah, I told her about my cancer. She said, what are you going to do when it comes time for recovery from the surgery, rehab? Sandy said, well, I'm not quite sure yet. My church is in Little Falls, you know, and it'll be hard for people to come and help and stuff. She said, what do you mean come and help? She said, what do you think God put us here for? And Sandy said, what do you mean? She said, I've got a basement. It's really a split level, she said, but it has its own bathroom. It's got a couple of bedrooms. They're empty. One of them is yours. I'm going to take you over there. You can pick which one you want to use. You'll be there while you recover. That's what God's people do. They carry each other. And Jesus carries them. It's amazing. So keep that story of Sandy in mind as we look at Luke chapter 5. In the Gospel of Luke, you know that prayer is everything. That's what Jesus does all the time. When everybody else wants to be healed or taught, etc., which is very important, Jesus wants to find a desolate place where he can pray and pray and pray. And that's what he does. In Luke chapter 4, he has his first sermon at Nazareth. He says, this is what God's up to. Release to the captive, good news to the poor, casting out demons, giving life, eternal life, to the dead, raising them up. Today is Jubilee, he says. And then the crowds, when they start to see the power that the Father has given to his Son, they flock to Jesus. They want to touch him. They want to be healed. And so we have two healings, two miracles in our gospel from Luke chapter 5. The first one is a man that St. Luke says, Luke, the physician, says he was full of leprosy. Full of leprosy. And he comes to Jesus and he bows before him in reverence, in awe. And he begs and he pleads, he prays for healing. And he says, if you will, you can make me well. You can get rid of this leprosy. And Jesus looks at him and says, I will. Son, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Cleansed of his leprosy. Healed. And the crowds flock some more. And they want to be where Jesus is. And then St. Luke says, the second of these two miracles, he says that on one of those days, I hope you caught that, on one of those days, just one of those days, you've maybe gotten good news or bad news, just one of those ordinary, everyday kind of days. But it's never an ordinary day when Jesus is in your life. Then there's amazement. Extraordinary things happen. Because the Holy Spirit is burning like a raging fire. On one of those days, what happens? community happens. Friends happen. Strangers, perhaps, who become friends through the YMCA. Things happen. Did you hear what happened? There's some friends, and they've got a friend who's paralyzed, who can't walk to Jesus. He has to be carried. And when Jesus saw their faith, don't miss that. When Jesus saw their faith, they get there and there's obstacles. You've run into obstacles, haven't you? I've run into obstacles. So you go to plan B. God always has another way. He makes a way, always, in this life and most certainly in the age to come. Oh, there's some great miracles happening in Luke 5, my friends. They can't go through the front door because there's a bunch of gawkers. Everybody wants to get a peek. They want to see Jesus. They got the sniffles. They got a virus. They got a cold. They're worried about the flu, COVID. Who knows what it might be? But they're all gathered there, and the friend said, well, I guess we better call it quits for the day, huh? Not on your life. They don't call it quits. I bet it was probably a little one about the age of hope. Pretty small, who said, isn't there a roof on this building? I got an idea. You're never too small to carry somebody. Never too small, never too young, never too old, never too big to carry somebody. And those friends, they go, you know, if we went around the back, people sleep up on the roofs, there's tiles there. Somebody says, I got some rope. We could lower him down. They move those tiles. They lower him down. What do you think Jesus sees? You don't have to guess. It's right there in Luke 5. When Jesus saw their faith, their God-given faith, the faith that the Holy Spirit creates in us and sustains in us. When God saw their faith, man, your sins are forgiven you. Now, was everybody happy about this? No. They weren't all shouting for joy. The religious leaders, the ones who should know better, who does he think he is? God? Only God can forgive sins. You know that. I know that. The Pharisees knew that. The scribes knew that. The people 2,000 years ago knew that. Only God can forgive sins. Who does he think he is? And this amazing Jesus that the Father has given us? Oh my goodness. You see what he does? You hear what he says? Which is easier? Huh? Which is easier? To get rid of leprosy? To make a man who's paralyzed walk? To get rid of cancer? To end COVID and all its devastation? Which is easier? You see, there's a cost with the forgiveness of sins. And the Father is willing. He wills it. to get rid of our sin and our death and our dying and the power of evil forever. And the price that God pays is the cross. And there's no detour around it. There's no plan B. There's no, well, maybe we can go through the back way, up the stairs, and remove some tiles. Which is easier? George Peterson was a friend of mine when I served in Little Falls. And I went to visit him in the St. Cloud Hospital because he had cancer and they couldn't do anymore. The medical field couldn't do anymore. You know what the text was for that week? Luke 5. I read, what I read to you tonight, I read to George Peterson. He was just a simple man. His Hans Auto Body Shop worked hard. I read it to him and he said, so Jesus healed lots of people, Pastor Dave. Yep. Leprosy. Yep. Paralyzed man. Yep. So he can get rid of my cancer. Yep. But what if he has something better for you? Which is easier, Jesus said. Which is easier? What Mayo does is amazing. What doctors, physicians, etc. I mean, the stuff that we can do here, that God has endowed human beings, it's God's endowment, it's not our work. It's amazing. But it's not the miracle that God gives you in our gospel for tonight. Don't miss it. We're carried in community. We carry each other, and Jesus carries us all the way to the cross and all the way to the third day, Easter. Don't miss it. But it can only come with the forgiveness of sins. So George and I, we had a good faith conversation that night about the love of Jesus, about the real healing, about the greatest miracle of all. That's what we celebrated. And then we shared the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Which is easier? I was visiting with a friend recently, reminded me of an article in Voice for the Martyrs, Voice of the Martyrs. It comes out every month. If you haven't read the March edition, you should. We've got the movie on DVD. We're going to watch it sometime. Sabina Wormbrandt. I just want to share one little nugget from that magazine with you because it's a powerful story. Sabina was born in 1913, Romania. At the age of 23, she got married. But even though she grew up an Orthodox Jew, she renounced the faith, and she decided she was going to live a wild, reckless, and immoral life and have fun. Well, she married Richard. And if you know the story of Richard Wurmbrandt and Voice of the Martyrs, and yeah, it's quite a story. Quite a movie, too. Well, Richard was arrested. And 2 years later, she was arrested. They didn't see each other for 10 years. Didn't know if they were alive or dead. She was taken along with others to work on a slave labor canal project. Terrible work. One might even call it a death camp. And then, every day, they would have to get up and they would have to walk miles to get to the canal to work all day and then to walk back. And the ones that were sick and couldn't work, they were taken to another camp. where usually they lived 2 to 4 days, where there was a cemetery nearby. Convenient. One day, Sabina says, I had a conversation with a woman in the camp that I was in. This woman was Jewish, but she had lost her faith. She was a doctor. Sabina said, I reminded her of Genesis, the promises that God made to Abraham. Your descendants of faith are going to be like the grains of sand on the shore, like the stars that shine in the night sky. You won't be able to number them. Those are the promises for you. That's what Sabina said to this doctor. And she said, no, we are grains of sand, yes, but we are just being trampled under the feet of the communist regime. And forget about those bright shining stars up at the heavens. Shortly after that, Sabina became very ill. She was moved over to that hospital death camp. Probably wouldn't survive. That night, 10 officers from the communist regime, they came in and they looked at her and they said, so where's your God? We don't need God. We got the hospitals, we got the medical care, we've got everything, we got the power, you got nothing. And then Sabina said, it was like the Holy Spirit rushed inside of me. A gift from our gracious Heavenly Father came in and I spoke, she said. As long as there is death and dying, as long as there is sickness and disease, as long as people are here like this, we need God. Well, she got better. Got moved back to the regular camp, but was still too weak to walk. They would throw him in the back of this kind of medical van thing as they transport him from one place to the other. Long and the short of it, it came time for them to go out to that canal. But she couldn't walk. And if she couldn't walk, she couldn't work. If she couldn't walk and work, she was going to be eliminated. So what do you suppose happened? You need a clue? You know what those other people that were being held captive did? On her feathered or whatever type of mattress thing, pallet mat that she had, they carried her. They carried her out to that worksite several miles. Laid her there while they worked. And Sabina said, I knew that they had probably brought me to my place where death would be inevitable. But by the grace of God, I felt the flesh of Jesus, the very presence of God's Son Himself, fill me. That night, she said, after they were done, I walked all the way from the canal back to the camp. And word was spreading like a wildfire because hope had been restored, not only by the one who was carried, but within the hearts of those who were carrying. And that woman, the doctor, she came to Sabina and said, the stars are shining bright in the sky tonight, and we cannot number them. From now on, your God will be my God, and Jesus will be my Savior. Oh, dear friends in Christ, God has given us a tremendous gift in Luke 5. God has given us a tremendous gift when we were baptized into the body of Christ. We're in this together. We carry each other. And Jesus carries us. You go and tell Herod that fox that today and tomorrow I perform cures and I perform healings and miracles and preach good news to the poor, and on the third day I finish my course. God is unstoppable. So what's the greatest miracle that you hear? The words that Jesus spoke. In the name of Jesus, I declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our song of the day, what a friend we have in Jesus. I invite you to rise as you are able. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You
shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High. And Mary said, I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will.
Please be seated then for our litany and closing praise.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
In peace, we pray to you. Peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
of us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the final blessing. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.